presenting William Walker in Killarney. Would you like that?
Killarney's lakes and fells, emerald isles and winding bays, mountain paths and woodland dells, memory ever fondly strays. Bounteous nature loves all her land, beauty wanders everywhere, footprints leaves on many strands, but her home is surely there. Angels fold their wings and rest in the Eden of the West. Beauty's home, Killarney. In this valley's ruined shrine may suggest a passing sigh, but man's faith can ne'er decline. Such God's wonders floating by. Castle Lock and Glenmore Bay, mountains tore and eagle's nest, still at New Cross you must pray, though the monks are now at rest. Angels wonder not what man there would fain prolong life's span. Beauty's home, Killarney, Aberfair, Killarney.
My friends, of special importance to Southern California, music lovers in particular, is the romantic Night in Old Mexico, booked for the Hollywood Bowl on the evening of September 5th. Mexico's greatest living composer, Lord Ortiz Tejada, if I am incorrect in pronouncing the name, the spirit is right, has been 30 years in building the Mexico Symphony Orchestra, and he will appear in person with a distinguished group of artists on the evening of September the 5th. Gil Mondragon, noted tenor from Mexico City, canceled a present plan for a concert tour of South America in order to make his premier appearance in the Hollywood Bowl. You who have heard the Mexican Symphony Orchestra and those who have not heard this distinguished cast of artists should certainly make plans right now to be in the Hollywood Bowl on the evening of September 5th. Throughout the world, there is no more fascinating, gripping music than in the hearts of those members of Mexico's greatest symphony orchestra. Patrons include Ignacio Lozanza, D.W. Pontius, G.C. Young, Mayor Frank L. Shaw, Phil Townsend Hanna, E. Raymond Cato, James E. Davis, J. McNaughton, Harry Chandler, and other noted civic builders of Los Angeles. Let's give them a hand for bringing the Mexican orchestra from Mexico here. Now we always try to get into the real spirit of Mission Village each and every time we have an audience here. So we want you to do something for us, and we'll do something for you. Julius has the finest quartet in America here tonight, And we want to give him the right hand. Now I want to see everyone in the room with their right hand right up, with two hands like this. One, two. Right ahead. All right. Fine. Everybody. And say, how cola. The spirit. A little louder. Come on. How cola. That's fine. Now turn to the person on your right and say, how do you do? Do you like me? No matter who you are, where you are, just turn your right. All right. Come on. Back to your right now. How do you do? Say, that's fine. Now that's fine. Now then turn to your left and say, are you enjoying the evening? Once more, come on, are you enjoying the evening? Right to your left. Okay, now let's give Julius K. Johnson and his group a wonderful hand for the quartet from Rigoletto. Once more.
Bella figlia dell'amore, schiava son dei vezzi tuoi, con un dato sento poi le mie pene consolar. Vieni senti dal mio cuore e frequenta Padre c'è con me dato ne dato sotto poi le mie pene, le mie pene. Oh,
We have, 3 feet from the mic, a little girl who was selected out of 5,000 beautiful children down south in the Middle West to pose for the Eastman Kodak Company. Here she is. You've seen her picture 1,000 times. Little Sue Rogers. Give them a bow, Sue. I see we have a number of celebrities in the audience, and one whom we've had the pleasure of knowing some many years. We wonder why she doesn't take her name on the footlights again, but she seems to have retired to private life, enjoying traveling. Your friend and my friend, that lovely girl who won many beauty contests and who was one of the most distinguished actresses that the stage has ever known, Miss Alice Calhoun. Won't you please take a bow, Miss Alice Calhoun, please. And I'm sure that her wonderful acting on the stage and screen in Silent Days was inspired by that charming and lovely mother, Mrs. Calhoun. We call her Mother Calhoun. Please take a bow, Mrs. Calhoun, please. Everybody. I'm not sure that Miss Jacoby is in the audience, but if she is, I'd like to have her rise and take a bow. She's one of the greatest artists America has, and the telephone that she was coming. Is Miss Jacoby in the audience?
Yes.
Miss Jacoby, please rise and take a bow, will you not? Thank you very much. My friend, at each and every program here, we wish you good luck and Godspeed, as the Indian did. Our campfire is growing dim. It is time for solitude and rest. So upon this sacred shield of life, we make our daily pledge. We will be kind, thoughtful, friendly and cheerful. We will think before we speak, and every day in some unselfish way, we will try to make someone happy. And now we extend to you our pipe of peace, the pipe of health and hope. And as the curling smoke wends its way to the sunlit sky, may the great spirit abide with you and entwine your heart with a golden band of peace, give you health, give you happiness, bring you back to Mission Village sometime. That is our wish, our hope, and may God be with you.
Hollywood, top of the dial. The surprise car of the year is the powerful full-sized Willis motor car,